Drop the beat.
Welcome to another episode of Where in the Folk. I hope you all had a fucking great week. How's your guys' week been, Morgana? Totally.
It's been awesome.
Good. Other than the allergies.
I woke up the other day and my truck was yellow.
Yeah.
Falling. I was like, what the fuck?
One of our cars is black and it's like you could paint your name in yellow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We even have that because there's nothing but pine trees around here.
Hey, Landa. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. But yeah, it's my car just needs a good wash, and I think the dirt's mixed with the yellow, so it's kind of gray now.
It does. So we'll go ahead and get right into it. Let's just jump right into it, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Yep. Yep.
If you're a TikTok follower, you may have actually seen this. Something happened in my hometown that's starting to go a little viral. In London, Kentucky, there's been an incident that is making its rounds. Yesterday, April 18th, a young fellow by the name of Louise was to find that his automobile had been vandalized. So let's go ahead and take a look at Louise's vehicle here before we get into the actual story. So this is a so obviously when you see this you realize that Louise has fucked up somewhere.
he obviously did something.
So as you can see here, I don't know what this one right here really has to do with anything, because nobody involved is black from what I can tell. So I think there may be some hate behind that, but I don't
know. What about hookers?
Hookers, maybe. Maybe.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Just clarifying. I want the whole picture.
Probably hookers. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you can't see this, Mike, it's a Nissan Maxima, looks like.
Mm-hmm.
With white spray paint that has on the windshield cheater. And on the side, it says, I gave Nikki Stedman a baby. And on the other side, it says, I with a heart. Painted black hookers. So the story is that
hang on, you forgot the hood. Nikki gave me VD.
Let's but we've got audio of this. Apparently it has stemmed from Luis maybe hooking up with somebody named Nikki. We've also got a picture of the person.
We need to make a disclaimer. The stuff that we're showing and saying is already out on the internet. This is not ours. We didn't take this content from anywhere other than public places. And just for the sake of the conversation, we don't even know if these people are real. They could be completely made up for all we know.
They could be. However, I did find Angelique's picture. After the incident,
This is the painter.
Is that a mugshot?
That is a mugshot pulled from arrest.org. So I believe that all this, which is still a developing story, is a big time story in this area.
I think on TikTok it had almost 500,000 views. So that's wow. Definitely that's definitely at least all of America.
Yeah. So apparently, Luis had been having a little fun time with Nikki, who then Angelique did not appreciate it. And apparently, they were like in threesomes and stuff. I actually have some audio. That's all. So let's listen to this first bit. I'm not sure who's talking. I literally just pulled all this before this. So let's hear it together. I hope it's nothing too crazy. Mm hmm.
Yes.
So Frankie Lee's my sister.
everybody knows Frankie Lee and Raymond.
But anyway, so I don't know why he said everybody here is all complete lies. The only thing for that is I went to Dino. He was there, and I went there with my sister and her man, and we drank a few drinks, and I went back home. So I don't even know why he's saying.
So you weren't there. You didn't pick him up at the truck stop and have the dog in your car?
For a second.
$13,000 a
month. All your kids?
No, here's the thing. We've never talked about this. In Kentucky, people literally have foster farms.
Yeah.
Because you can have like 4 or 5 foster kids and be making like $15,000 a month.
Yeah.
Well, and I have friends that are from up there besides you guys that when they lived in Kentucky, his child support was like $650 a month on one kid. Well, they turned it over to Mississippi when they moved down here, and Mississippi said, this is stupid. You can't support your current kids at that much. So they cut it in half. She reported it to Kentucky. Kentucky took it back and put it back to the original amount. So even child support up there is insane compared to a lot of places.
Wow.
But yeah, $13,000 a month, she says, she's making on foster kids is what she just said.
Yeah. We got a little over 30 seconds left on this. You want to
listen? Keep going.
Yeah.
So you didn't have plans? You didn't go to the hotel to meet him in Corbin?
So I don't know why he's saying all that. As far as the sperm donor, it wasn't him that was asking to be a sperm donor. It was his brother, Melvin.
Oh,
okay.
This was 13 years ago when I first got with my wife now, which her name's Helen.
All right, so I've got another audio clip that we'll go ahead and play too. This one's only 35 seconds. I think this one might be a little bit more aggressive, so put your earmuffs on if you have a hard time listening and stuff. Let's go ahead and pull her back up here and
looking dumb. You're just mad because I was having threesome with you and Lewis. That's the last time I was around Lewis. And he asked me, and he was in the background trying to get me to come and have a threesome. So get the fuck over it. I don't want your nasty old fucking mustache, bitch, fucking skank ass, horn, what, bitch, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I can go on and on and on. Won't you fucking meet me out somewhere? Because you're really stupid. All you do is run your fucking cocksucker mustache mouth, and you don't do shit about it. Get the fuck over it.
So it's obvious that this has escalated. I really hope that everybody though comes to some kind of mutual understanding.
it sounds like it. Sounds like reasonable people we're working with,
right?
real logic extraordinaires here.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, this isn't the first time I've seen this around here, but it is the first thing like this that's like since social media has been a thing. And like you said, it's got like 500,000 views on TikTok.
Hey, Mike. Landa said Mike. Hey, Steven.
But I don't know, man. It's really a mess up situation. But Luis, if you're watching this, you can buff that shit right out, buddy. That's right. I'm going to click out.
And that car was parked like on Main Street.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was right before there's a huge elementary school like within what like you can see it right next door.
You know, I feel so much better about myself right now.
I don't want to have no face on with you, you mustache.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, shit. Oh my God. Thank you, Cecil. I needed that tonight. Yeah. I needed something to just get me in a really good mood.
Well, when I was at work yesterday, the first thing I heard was about it. And I was like, okay. And then by noon, everybody was talking about it. I was like, okay, neat.
Yes, Landa. Yes.
That's a good point. Idiocracy was a documentary.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Well, here we get started with a light topic like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But so we're not all doom and gloom.
No, but we're about to be.
Maybe we'll end with a picture of Angelique.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I'm going to take it off.
So I saw a video this week that I am going to have Cecil share. So it's a video from someone in Lahaina, you know, when the fires and all the crazy stuff happened, me and Cecil made a video and posted it on BitChute. You can still find it there. If you don't know all about Lahaina, we're not going to get into all of it. If you need to catch up, go to BitChute, look up Where in the Folk, watch our video on it.
We did two.
Did we?
Yeah.
So go catch up. If you haven't, there's a lot of conspiracies, a lot of stuff to unpack there. But what we want you to see now is a video of someone boots on the ground in Lahaina. He lives there. And, you know, I wanted to bring this up so that you could hear how they're being treated.
I do love white trash mixed with my doom and gloom too, Linda. So let's listen to this.
Aloha from Lahaina, Maui, April 13th, 2024, update. The Army Corps of Engineers have cleaned the toxic debris from around 500 homes so far. The sad thing is that no building permits have been issued at all after 8 months. Nobody's allowed to rebuild. Now compare that to Hurricane Iniki on the island of Kauai, in 1994, building permits were issued 1 month after the hurricane. I know hurricane and fires are different, but still, why is it taking so long for people to be rebuilding? That's the update, guys. It's very sad that people can't rebuild and everything is taking so long. You wonder why? I'm just reporting, guys. Another sad news is that all the fire victims staying in hotels right now, there's still thousands of them, have to move out by July 1st. Where are they gonna go? There's no housing in Maui. It's a nightmare. If you wanna help, check the bio. Check my link in my bio, guys. Thank you so much. Aloha.
That's a little ridiculous. Like, they are...
We knew that was gonna happen, though. Yeah. It's always been, I don't know the true reason, but it's definitely a play on the land, I think.
And if you want to go to that TikTok, it's Hawaii Hardy 11.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hawaii Hardy 1. So go check him out and drop some comments or whatever. So
yeah, that's the whole thing, Linda, is they have a deadline. The only housing that there is right now is in hotels. That they're getting kicked out in July and they don't have anywhere to go.
Amazing, I mean, how they have all those hotels, you know, no damage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No damage to a lot of prominent people's mm-hmm. stuff.
I don't think one mansion burnt in the area. And I'm pretty confident that no fire touched the Dole Farms either.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So, and that Dole Farms is like right there.
Well, and we cover this in nauseam. Or ad nauseum in the BitChute mm-hmm. series on Maui, but it just so happened that the person that oversaw the cleanup and everything after the Las Vegas shooting, the sheriff, was also the sheriff in Lahaina at the time of this fire. And if you don't know about the shooting in Las Vegas, there's a lot to unpack there too. It happened, but the circumstances around it is super crazy.
I agree. So, I mean, the only thing we can really do is hope that, because if they start building, like if all these people start buying up the land, then all they're going to do is confirm everything everybody said from the very beginning. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it seems like they've already started trying. I've heard that they've approached people like, hey, we'll buy this section for this much. Well,
I mean, think about the news coverage. Think about everything that they love to just drag and drag and drag out in the news cycles. And this went away so quick. And they barely even mention it now.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly right. And Landa, you know, we talked about this too, I think, as a matter of fact, in the BitChute one, about the fact that Oprah and The Rock were asking for people to send money, and they've got enough money to probably fix everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Walmart asking for your money.
Yeah.
They'd probably just use it to write it off on their taxes.
I'm glad you said that. Have you heard what they're doing with the self-checkout at Walmart? Mm-mm.
I heard they're getting rid of it, aren't they?
No, they're not getting rid of it. You're going to have to buy a membership to Walmart Plus to use self-checkout. So you're going to have to pay to check your fucking self out.
I'll stand in line, dude.
Yeah, I'll stand in line.
Now, I hate the self-checkouts anyway.
I don't like them. It's easy to skip shit, though.
You know, and the thing is, I have Walmart Plus just for the gas discount.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I won't do that. No. I mean, you know, I think they need to put more people in there anyway.
Well, they're doing it because they lost billions of dollars in stolen goods. So,
well, you know, considering they paid zero in taxes as long as I can remember. Oh, that's well,
you know, that's a thing. That's a good reason for everybody listening. If you don't already know this for some reason, anytime you're at a store or a restaurant or really any retail location, and they're like, would you like to round up for X cause, like the children and the Red Cross or whatever? Don't ever do that. If you want to support those organizations, do it yourself and write it off on your own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that they're asking you to do that, to round up, is because for all the donations they get, they could care less. All the donations they get to write off on their taxes.
Yep.
So it's a huge corporate tax relief whenever you give them money for a charity organization.
Well, I used to do that with one of the big places that I purchased from way too much. And over the course of like 10 years, my stuff made about $14, you know, and I'm like, I know damn well I've spent way more than that. You know, because it was supposed to be a percentage of all of your purchases. They would donate X amount to the charity of your choice. And like I said, you know, I would hate to sit and figure out how much money I've spent with them before. So I think it's bullshit. You know, like I said, it took a minute.
It really is. And you really need to vet even the charities that you're giving money to.
Yes.
You need to see exactly where the money's going. Because even some nonprofits, you know, the big titans have ways of, you know, subverting some of that and still maintaining nonprofit status.
But there are good ones out there. So
there are great ones.
There are. And I'm going to tell you, there's a Charity Navigator, and there's one other one, an app that you can actually go in, and it tells you, gives you a breakdown of where their expenses are and everything else.
I don't know what Linda's talking about.
Those boxes that they have, like, you know, in stores and stuff with the locks. Oh, drop your change here.
It's same thing. It's the exact same thing. It's a scam. I'm sorry, Morgana, for interrupting you.
Oh, no. That's okay. But my thing is, you know, a CEO of a nonprofit shouldn't be making seven figures. I think they should be paid I think they should be getting a decent salary, but not seven figures.
Millions of dollars.
Yes, and most of them do. So that's one of my biggest things. My mom and I used to argue. She's like, well, you know, they use fundraising, and that's just, I'm like, I would rather them do fundraising to make more money than the CEO to make $1 million in salary plus.
It was like some of those cancer organizations. It turns out like cents on your dollar is actually going toward research of stuff like that.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, definitely vet. You know, because there are a lot of good ones out there, and they need assistance, you know, because they're on their own as far as raising money. But
did you bring anything this week, Morgana?
I did. Okay. And I'm sure a lot of people probably have heard this. If not, Tesla laid off 10% of their workforce this week. It was 14,000 people. They got an email on Sunday night and they showed up for work Monday morning because I don't check my email from work on Sunday night, and found out they no longer had a job. Yeah. What? That part was bad enough. But then move forward. Oh, well, let me see. In the meeting that Musk had after the layoff, he told the other 90% that he would like to thank them in advance for the difficult job that remains ahead. So y'all are going to get that percentage of the work, but you're not going to get any more money. You know, we're just going to let you take up the slack here.
Nice.
But yeah, so anyway, so move forward to the following week, and he has his board voting on his pay package of $56 billion. Billion with a B.
Nice.
And he tried this back in January. He tried this back in January, and a Delaware court said, hell no. You know, that is bullshit. Nobody should be getting that kind of a pay package. So he's got it going before them again. And on top of his $56 billion salary, they also have the opportunity to vote on moving their corporation to Texas from New Jersey, because fuck New Jersey for turning me down the first time.
And taxes are a lot more lenient in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and he has commented that right now he has, I think it's like 12% of the stock. He wants that up to 25%.
I mean, he started a company.
He did, but he's the one who made the choice to do this in the first. Yeah. I mean, you know, but $56 billion as a salary package, because, you know, he has gone without a salary since 2020. I call bullshit, but, you know, maybe he didn't get an actual salary per se as what he's trying to get now, but I promise you he has not gone without.
Well, the living on Venus is probably pretty high.
I think it worked out, like, rather than a salary, it's dividends that he makes money off of. Like, they, like, trade dividends, I think. I saw a whole video about
compound interest, baby.
Of how all that's explained.
Right.
On how they actually get money out of, because it's all froze up and stuff, like stocks and everything else. And there was it was a video on how they actually get spending money. But I'm going to say, you know, I have equal hate for people who are doing this to our society and stuff. There's not a, it used to be. And I think you could track this back to one CEO. I forget his name, but it used to be, you know, your grandfather or great grandfather, depending on how old you are, you know, you could go out at 20, get a job at a warehouse or, you know, like a Tesla, and retire from there. And that's just what you did. You went and knocked on the door or sat in the office until they gave you a shot and they paid you a livable wage to have a family and, maintain, have a car and a house and everything else, the American dream. And, you know, since probably the 80s or maybe even late 70s, it's been headed toward, you know, you can have a job making minimum wage right now. I don't know how people are surviving.
You'll own nothing. Well, you'll be happy.
And that's the thing too, is
he is part of that.
And this is going to sound a little political, but it's not. And I'll circle back around. I had somebody on one of my feeds that posted a picture of Biden, and it had, you know, you're paying more for this food, you're paying more for that food, you're paying more for this drink and that drink and everything. I'm like, okay, let's be fair though. Grocery producers are making record profits right now.
It's bad all around.
Oh yeah, it is. But you know, when the company that makes I can't remember off the top of my head, but the top three companies, one of them is up 56% in profits over the last 2 years, 3 years. The other two are up over 500%. They're using the economy to blindside everybody and making record profits. And that's bullshit. And like I said, that's either party. That's all the politics. Well, you know, I'm not blaming one or the other, but let's blame.
I'm glad you brought him up. I'm going to move to this next story. Well,
I think people see that, but at the same time, our own government, all of them, is like, oh, well, we know how to fix this. We're just going to hike interest rates to the ceiling and it'll fix itself like it did in the 70s or 80s. And, you know, that, and then a year later, here we are with interest rates at 8% and everything is still through the roof.
Yes.
Oh.
And like I said, you know, I mean, and I just, it amazes me, you know, because like I said, I blame it on all of them. I know that every politician we've got is crooked as hell.
It's but bad.
All of these, as long as they can hide all of these profits in the economy, they're going to do that and keep on screwing us.
So I like to move into the next story because you brought up the person's name. I tried every way in the world not to say his name in this, but.
Yeah, don't, if you can help it.
So the leader of this land that I step foot on every day, the man who won by the biggest number of votes ever. In places where there wasn't even that many voters, has dropped some hard knowledge on us once again. He who shall not be named, due to the algorithm gods, made a suggestion on Wednesday, April 17th, that his dear old unky, Ambrose Finnegan, a second lieutenant with the U.S. Army Air Force, whose plane crashed off the coast of New Guinea in 1944, was probably eaten by cannibals. What he said was he got shot down in New Guinea and they never found a body, man. There used to be, you know, there were a lot of cannibals.
Dude. Stop.
For real, man. In that part of New Guinea is what he said. That's a quote.
Did anybody confirm the cannibal thing?
Well, of course there's cannibals in New Guinea, the war there used to be. But the defense POW and MIA accounting agency has been quoted as saying Finnegan's plane was forced to ditch in the ocean for unknown reasons. Three men, including Finnegan, failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and were lost in the crash, and they remain at the bottom of the ocean. So my only question is, why would he go to he's ate by cannibals, man?
We know his memory ain't the best. Yeah. He says crazy shit all the time.
I called that little one ate by Campbell's, man, in World Civil War chocolate ice cream.
You know, obviously I saw that story. I don't even know if I could be surprised at anything that he says anymore. Like some of the shit is just so bizarre. Just out of pocket. Yeah. And I feel bad for him because they're probably like pumping him full of drugs or something.
Did you even get him?
I was going to say, though, the last one said some pretty off the wall shit, too.
Yes.
It's okay. I think, you know, you have to be at least 35 to be president. I think there should be a cutoff age, too.
Well, if you're past retirement age, you should be able to hold office.
I think 65 is a good age. Yeah, I like that.
The last one said some crazy shit. But he formed proper sentences that made sense to the crazy shit he was saying.
Would you?
Okay, Kobe.
Would you rather have? I'm trying to think. What's something good that he said that's just ridiculous?
Who?
The last one.
Oh, I can't even think, man. Like, well, Shane Gillis's thing that he talks about the dogs getting that guy. He's like, big beautiful dogs.
I'm just thinking, would you rather have that, or did you know that my uncle got ate by cannibals?
Well, that's stuff that we relate to better.
Well, that's something else. Like he is an old man who probably has dementia. And this morning I watched a video of him saying, you know, all the times I've been in the ICU, like. He's obviously being full of drugs. Like he was talking about being in ICU constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't like any of them, but I'll say you know, I thought that it was obvious from the get that he was on something to keep him going. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know how it goes down, but there's something going on weird there. And I feel bad because, you know, they're parading him around. And anytime people get too close, it's like, it's like, we got to get out of here now. Like, it's wearing off or something.
That's another thing. The last one, you didn't have to have people guide him off the stage. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like
one, but you know,
I'm gonna circle back. No. I'm gonna circle back to the food thing for just a second. I found my numbers. Okay. Calmaine Foods in 1 year increased from $40 million in profits to $323 million. That's 718%. They do Eglin's Best, Land O'Lakes, and Four Grain. Kraft Heinz went from $255 million to $887 million. That's 448% profit. They do Kraft Heinz, Oscar Mayer, Jell-O, Orida, Kool-Aid, and then Conagra Brands went from $219 million to $342 million, 56%. They're Duncan Hines, Marie Callender's,
Oral. And that's probably, I would say, that's a good 30, 40, 50% of what's on the shelves in stores.
85. So those three are 85%.
Because there's what, like six? There's six like conglomerates that are at war with each other over that money. I didn't know.
And those are the three biggest ones. The other three are more like, you know, some of your like you know, more holistic foods and specialty foods and stuff like that. So these are the three that are running up our food costs for profit. Okay, sorry. I got us out of the ditch. What you got left?
I was gonna hit Nightmare Fuel real quick. So we usually every week Lockheed Martin makes an appearance in here somewhere. So I'm gonna throw and DARPA, but I'm gonna keep it fresh on your brain this week. So the Air Force, DARPA, MIT, and Lockheed Skunk Works, not to be confused with regular Lockheed Martin. Skunk Works is associated with a lot of those UAPs that you've been hearing about from the Pentagon, but that's neither here nor there. So they achieved a breakthrough that they wanted to tell the public about this week in AI-controlled fighter jets, because they successfully engaged in simulated offensive dogfights against a human-manned F-16 aircraft for the first time. So they just some background. So DARPA, if you're not familiar, if you're tuning in for the first time, is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And they were working with the Air Force Test Pilot School on fighter maneuvers in combat aviation more broadly, using the Lockheed Martin F-16D, known as the X-62A Vista. DARPA then challenged an AI algorithm. So I guess DARPA must be managing the AI to engage within visual range combat, better known as dogfighting or turn fighting, against a flesh and blood fighter pilot in another F-16.
Wow.
They revealed, though, that these tests actually started commencing and have commenced since 2022, and there's hundreds of them. And my whole thing is that, so the agency said that this is straight from the horse's mouth, machine learning based agents, including the type being used by the ACE program, which is what this is called, possesses remarkable capability to characterize complex nonlinear relationships in large multidimensional state spaces that lack explicit rules. And Washington has set a goal of fielding thousands of such autonomous systems in the coming years, with an eye toward countering China's numerical advantages in the West Pacific, particularly with ships. I mean, it's all just garble there at the end. First and foremost, nobody has tactical advantages. We had the largest military in the world.
Yeah.
Secondly, like our number of planes just is astronomical compared to any other country. You could put every other country's planes together and they probably wouldn't have as many as us.
No.
Yep.
But if that's what they're dropping to the public, though, think about what's really going on. Like behind Like behind closed doors. Like you, they're already hint that Skunk Works is involved in a lot of the UAP stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, DARPA is involved in that. So this kind of stuff is almost maddening. And it's clickbaity, but at the same time, it's terrifying because they're basically talking about F-16 sized drones that have the capability of, or more capability than someone that goes to pilot school and has, you know, 10 years of experience or whatever.
That's, I mean, it's crazy, but they've had this shit forever. Like, I mean, they've had huge drones flying around forever, and now they're just bigger.
Well, yeah, Mike, you caught that. Mike said trans-dimensional warp drive, but it literally says in here multi-dimensional state spaces. I don't know why they just didn't say, I don't know. I think it was like a, maybe a Freudian slip that they said multi-dimensional, but...
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what's happened in Dubai this week?
Yes.
No.
So it rained 1.5 years worth of rain in 24 hours in Dubai this week, created a huge mess, huge flooding. Somebody passed away in it. Of course, they're blaming it on the evils of mankind and our force on the climate to create the climate change. I believe in climate change because we have evidence this happened forever. And I feel like maybe they're taking a little advantage of this because if you are not aware, in Dubai, they built a city in the desert. And back in 2018, I think it was, they decided it was a little too hot. So they started doing something known as cloud seeding to where they were sending drones up and
seeding. I think this is still Googleable, by the way. Like, this is public information.
So they would, so they was making it rain in Dubai. For the, and they've been doing this for years now, but I have a strong feeling that somebody might have fucked up and just made it rain a little too much. And now they're like, no, that wasn't us. That was climate change.
You know, when they started doing like, when they started piloting the whole weather manipulation stuff, they had these things called cloud busters.
Yeah.
And they experimented with this out in the ocean where they literally could bust a hurricane.
Yeah.
Like they could, you know, create or dissipate a hurricane. And I think that was in the 60s. But yeah. Google Dubai man-made rain and it should pop up unless they've taken it down already
It was still up last night. So the moral of the story is good rain. Hey, we did that. Bad rain. Climate change.
Yeah.
If you build a fucking city in the desert, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. It's in the desert. Yeah. It gets hot.
So my whole deal is, who knows? Nobody knows what the implications of what they're spraying up there is long term. You know, I forget. I could find all the chemical names. There's a bunch of them. And, you know, we have tons and tons of videos and hours of different cloud seeding techniques. It's not all the stuff they spray from the sky, but also stuff that they let up from the ground level. It can't be good. And, you know, I think what we're seeing maybe, because it is the middle of the desert. They're not supposed to, I mean, it's just not normal.
No.
And if you look up videos of what actually is going on, it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like, they've had tornadoes and everything. Like, and it's one of those things where they said they was using electrical charges with drones to make the rain. But they're also, you know, they have to use chemicals and everything else. And if you do that in an area long enough, you're probably going to have a little bit of trouble, which seems like it's cumulative to this.
Well, and in America, I think what we've seen to be the biggest side effect is you don't really have a lot of those beautiful sunny days anymore with the crystal blue sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it used to, like, I can remember back in the 90s and 2000s, we used to have a ton of those days. Mm-hmm. And last year, here at least, we might have had one or two.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have a bunch.
Well, but, or remember when you were a kid, when you'd look up, we did this anyway, you'd be laying down, you know, outside, and the clouds you saw were those big fluffy ones, you know, that you'd look for stuff in. Oh, look, mm-hmm. that looks like a cat, you know, and stuff like that.
Now the whole sky's hazed.
Uh-huh. Or striped.
Yeah. And, you know, they had people go back and edit those into older movies and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's natural that a sky looks like a checkerboard.
yeah. I forget how much they paid. They paid somebody, and I forget which company it was. They did pay somebody to go back and put those lines in the sky.
Wow. I'm in the wrong. I needed to get a part of that. Bet you paid good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We might have time for one more. What do you want to do? You want to do a lot?
Yeah. Send us off.
I don't know if this is really light, but it correlates to one that we've done recently. Not long ago, we discussed the tale of Lorraine Ferrello and Karen Cashbaum's crazy adventure when they took a dead man by the name of Douglas Layman to the bank for a withdrawal.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Well, just to show that America's number one in trend setting, out of Brazil, there's a viral video showing a woman coming into a bank with a man in a wheelchair to make a four-figure loan withdrawal, which is $3,000. In the video, you notice that the elderly man is unresponsive, his arm is limp, and his head keeps falling back, at which time he just kind of tips his head, you know. And and during this, you can hear her say phrases such as, "Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. If you don't sign, there's no way. I can't sign it for you. It has to be you. What can I do? What can I do? Sign it so you don't give me any more headaches having to go to the registry office. I can't take it no more." And I think he's – and so the bank tellers eventually go, "I think he isn't feeling that well, honey." You know what I'm saying? So they call the paramedics, and when the paramedics arrive, they have determined that he has been dead for at least 2 hours. So,
oh, wow.
So the family's attorney is fighting this, and they're like,
"That's crazy,
dude." When they came in there, in the video, you can see her putting the pen in his hand, and like, "Here, sign this," and they're like tilting his head up and shit. So, I mean, trendsetter number one, baby, is spreading across the nation.
I don't know why people think Weekend at Bernie's is gonna work, because even. I mean, here's the thing. Even if you were able to pull it off, like get him in there and make it semi-believable that he's alive, that like banks are trained for elder abuse.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. if the person was alive and not dead, and they suspect for 1 second that they're not of sound mind for any reason or out of it, they're not going to let anybody take advantage of that person and like ride alone or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what people are thinking.
Totally. If you can hit this one real quick, the once in lifetime occurrence.
Yeah.
Then we'll close out on that because that's cool.
So
you're going to have to shorten that motherfucker.
So there's another once in a lifetime. How many once in a lifetime occurrences have we had in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
One or two.
So this once in a lifetime occurrence happens mid 2024. There is a star that's going to explode. And if you know anything about space, you know, I guess it exploded like thousands of years ago. And we're just going to see it or something. So a rare cosmic explosion known as a nova is expected to take place anytime from now until September, according to NASA. This explosion will be visible from the naked eye, and it will occur 3,000 light years away. Basically, what they said is going to happen. It's the last visible one was in 1946. And its brightness will eventually reach a similar brightness to the North Star. So 24-hour, it's just a nova, Mike. That's why it only happens like every 100-ish years.
Yeah.
Because it's like an eruption from a star. But you better believe that if there were any livable planets in their solar system, they're probably toast. But I lost my train of thought. So within 24 hours of it happening, so within 24 hours of you hearing about it, you should be able to see another North Star in the sky.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. We're at that time. We need to wrap it on up. Come over and join us at Weird Awakenings in about 15 minutes from this very moment on the Weird Realities Network.
Mike said, so the difference between a nova and a supernova, nova is a semi-regular occurrence in a star's life where they erupt and transform, I guess. Mm-hmm. And a supernova is the death of a star. Like it's the death throes or thralls.
Death star. But come on over to Weird Realities Network. Watch us on Weird Awakenings and check out all the other content that's been there. Do you guys have anything to close up with, or do you?
Just a plug. You can go to Facebook, YouTube, Weird Awakening or Weird Realities with a Y. You can go to Twitter. The only place, if you're on Rumble right now, you can't watch. So if you're on Rumble, watching live, come over to somewhere else. Weird with a Y Realities. We are talking about strange and weird things in New Hampshire, and we have a special guest, an ex-CIA agent.
So my internet's going to be shit because every time me and Scott's on the same thing.
So interested in that sort of thing, the ghosts and paranormal and cryptids, come join us. It's a lot different conversation, but we would love to have you there.
Yep.
So,
Morgana?
Yes. No, I'm good. I will see you guys in a few, hopefully.
Awesome. Thank you for watching us because we're watching you.
Let me get this going.
Get her going. She said.